Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Three Under Par podcast. This is a golf podcast where
Little White Balls Life.
I'm your host, Scotty T, and I'm joined by my co-host in the other box, T-Bone. How are you doing, my friend?
Best week of the year. Couldn't be better.
Man, we have made it. Best week of the year, like you said. It really doesn't get much better than this for golf. Heaven, you know, I saw Gary Player was at it again, talking about how the Masters was like the least important major on his list. I want to be like, great, then stop being the ceremonial person and bragging how you came back in 30 when he won the Masters in 1978 or whatever it was. Anyway, that's not the point.
It's coming out and guns blazing.
Man, I just don't want to hear it, you know? I don't want to hear it anymore. He's always talking about how he comes back in 30 and, you know, he's going to outdrive Jack Nicklaus. I'm like, okay, great. Don't be the honorary member anymore if it's your least important. But look, we're here to celebrate. This is a celebration. The Masters, it's the best week of the year, as you mentioned. T-Bone, I mean, we're here to break it all down, right? Break down the favorites, the golf course. I thought the Augusta National Women's Amateur this last week was absolutely fantastic. It's a turning into this really great sneak preview for the Masters, if you will, and it delivered once again. But T-Bone, what's got you really hyped this year for the Masters?
I mean, it doesn't take much. It's just got to be on the calendar. I mean, that's all it takes. I was actually going to say it's got to be on the calendar the same time every year, but that's not necessarily the case. It's still crazy to think we had that fall Masters, but anyways, I mean, it's the best time of the year. The whole week as a golf nerd is just incredible. Watching live from the Masters every night on the Golf Channel. Next thing you know, it's Wednesday. You got the par 3 contest. And then, honestly, probably the best part about the Masters, as someone who's never been or doesn't have plans on going, is the website. It is fucking fantastic. Wow. And when you're in your cubicle or at the office, I mean, it's just like, you know, March Madness. You're not going to work those days. You're going to be tuned in. You're going to have the multiple monitors going and just hope the boss doesn't walk by. Man, I am employed currently, and this is going out on the internet, but not much we can do about it now because it's Masters week, baby. Let's go.
It's already out there. Hey, look. Everybody gets it. If you're a golf person, if you're not a golf person, just like you said, like March Madness, it's one of those. It is on the computer screen. Work productivity may decrease a little bit, but that's to be expected. Dude, I think it's so, you're so right. Masters.com, the app, they have almost like forced the PGA Tour, another PGA or another golf entities to really raise up their game, you know, starting with showing every single shot. The website, the clips that they're putting out, their social media game has been taken to the next level. I mean, I think one of the best, I think there's two like amazing things that ever happened, or we'll call it three. Three of the best things that ever happened to the Masters. One was having TV in color. Amazing. Black and white TV just wasn't covering it. I have a TV in color, HD TV as well, showing the beautiful landscapes one out of the golf course, and then drones. The drone shots of Augusta National that you're able to get there with the rolling hills and whatnot, it's amazing. It's a beautiful thing, and they have really upped their game. Everything they do is just the best. Like, there's no way to put it in your, like, that is the only way you can. Everything they do is the best, the classiest, and like, do you remember a couple years back, JT mentioned it on a pod that like a tree just fell on the middle of the third round, and then the next day you would look like it would have never been there. Like,
yeah, and it wasn't any amazing tree.
It was right off 16 and 17.
It had like a nickname, I feel like, or close to it. It was massive. And I think it was taken care of.
With like overnight, like that's just what they do. That's what they do. It's who it is. The traditions, the atmosphere, the golf, the champions as well. Like, it's everything about it is just top notch and world class.
Yep, I agree. Is there? That's a stupid question. What is a close second sporting event to the Sunday at the Masters?
I've never been. But I've heard the Kentucky Derby is amazing.
Yeah.
In terms of like a one-day event, just how everybody just buys into the hats and the clothes and the horses, the atmosphere. I've heard it's just absolutely amazing. That would be my initial gut reaction, is the Kentucky
Yep.
Derby being number two.
I feel like maybe the Rose Bowl, heard good things about that. Up in the mountains, Pasadena. But again, it does, I don't even know why. It doesn't matter. It's
It
Masters
doesn't
week.
matter.
There's nothing beats it. And man, I'm excited.
T-Bone, what's your favorite Masters tradition?
I mean, this is kind of a this is too easy, but it's got to be the jacket. I mean,
Yeah.
everything that goes into the jacket. Well, first off, the color. It's like the best color a jacket could possibly be. I love the idea of you get it for a year and then after that it stays on the property.
Yep.
I think the tradition around that is as cool as it gets.
Yep. It's a
What
bit
about you?
cliche, but it's still awesome. Like, it just, you know what I noticed, which, by the way, I know I touched on Augusta National Women's Amateur. Shout out to Lottie Woad. She's the one who won the tournament last week. She finished birdie on 17, birdie on 18 to win by one. Like, that's gutsy. That was awesome. Actually, one of my classmates, shout out to Cam, said that he lived in England for a bit, and she grew up at the club that he was a member at the time. So he had gotten to know her. And so we're sitting in class this weekend, just be like, yeah, go Lottie. So, just want to give props to. But I noticed, you know who was wearing one of those illustrious green jackets was Annika Sorenstam.
Interesting.
She was there to greet everybody as they walked off the tee on 18, or the green on 18, and she was wearing a green jacket. I thought that was interesting. I didn't know that she was a member. Obviously, we know that Condoleezza Rice is a member. In terms of the more notable female members, I think there are a few others. Sorry if I'm missing them. But I mean, even Lou Holtz is a member. Peyton Manning's a member. Like, they got
Damn,
some
I don't think I knew
sneaky,
that.
yeah, they got some sneaky famous people who are members out there. T-Bone, I got, man, if I had to pick one tradition, though, that is my favorite. Man, I don't know. I got two in my head, but I'm gonna go with the crow's nest. The crow's nest, I think, is so cool. I've heard it's like not that great of a place to stay in. Like, it's really crowded and things like that. I do love, though, because Bobby Jones, one of the founding members, was an amateur, the Augusta National membership still does a great job of acknowledging and recognizing the amateurs who have qualified for the tournament, part of the honor staying in the crow's nest. And so I think that's just a tradition that they've have carried on from the legacy of one of their founders to this day. I think it's just really neat.
No, that it's sounds like a fun experience. And yeah, being an amateur up there smoking a cigar or something, it's got to
Yeah.
be a pretty special moment. But
I mean, how about
man,
Stuart Hagestad? This is like his fifth Masters or something to play in. Like,
that's
not too shabby,
insane.
man.
Yeah, but there's so many cool things that happen, or traditions. I like the low concession stand prices,
Yes, that was gonna be my next one.
pimento cheese, the patrons, not the fans, the no running. I mean, there's so much stuff about it that actually,
I mean, no cell phones.
no cell phones,
I
no
mean,
cell
come on.
phones. Yeah.
Seriously, okay, so I've been fortunate, hashtag, I've been to the Masters. So, been to the Masters 2018, it was awesome. And unfortunately, that was the year that Patrick Reed won, but we don't leave it with that. We just say, I've been to the Masters. And I was getting lunch with my in-laws, and my father-in-law was like, okay, so nobody has their phone out there? And I was like, nobody has their phone, because it's like the mafia. If you get too intoxicated, or you bring your phone, or break the rules or something out there, not only do they kick you out, they kick out the person who invited you and the person who invited them, and you're banned for life. Like, it is some mafia shit that they do there, and it's awesome.
That's insane. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's kind of a creepy place. Maybe not creepy, but there's aspects of it to where I feel like it'd be like almost like getting in trouble at a casino. Like you want to make sure you're not doing anything wrong, and if you do, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
So
I
I get
heard
that vibe for sure.
one guy explain it like this. He goes, it's the most religious experience, non-related to religion, that you'll ever have in your life. And I thought it was such an apt and appropriate analogy.
I believe it. It's a weird, special, incredible place.
Yeah, but the par three contest, the Champions Dinner as well, which Jon Rahm will be hosting this year, the Champions Dinner, yeah, patrons, you have
Quick
your
sidebar on that. Am I the only one that saw that menu and was like, I don't know what this is? Like it was like too fancy. I like didn't even know what the food was.
Yes. Let's see if I can pull up the menu real quick.
I mean, granted, it might be a little more like Spanish cuisine that I'm not familiar with, but
Yeah, I think it's some tapas, more tapas dishes.
yeah, I'm
Yeah, I'm looking
just
at it right now. It looks like some
oh, I
tapas, some
cannot
first.
wait to hear you pronounce this
No,
menu.
I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that. First course, and then the main course is the. Nope, not even try. But it's served in honor of Mr. John
That's awesome.
Rom. Oh man! Also, the white
So,
jumpsuits, awesome.
oh man,
Yeah,
it's
it's a
man.
beautiful thing. That's right.
All
Where do you
right,
want to go to next?
I'll put you on the spot. Who's winning the golf tournament? A PGA Tour member or a LIV golfer?
PGA Tour member.
Okay.
PGA Tour member. And we can talk about this actually if we want, but Jon Rahm is the defending Masters champion. I just think the PGA Tour guy, I'm biased because I watch the PGA Tour more regularly. I mean, I kind of have a better sense and idea of how guys are playing. I have no idea how Jon Rahm is playing right now. How's Brooks Koepka's form? I have no clue. Is DJ even still like around, or is he just like on cruise control now that he's taken the money and run? Like, I don't know how necessarily the LIV guys are playing or what the scoring averages are. Like, I could look it up. It's a simple Google search. So, like, back off, Garza. But hey, also shout out to Garza. He had his kid this week. Shout out to you, my man.
Nice. Do
Yeah,
you know
it
who
was.
won LIV Golf Miami this
Couldn't even
weekend?
tell you.
Dean Burmeister or Burmester or whatever his name is.
So does that mean he gets an invite to the Masters?
It does not.
Like Akshay.
Yep. I before we get to that, I guess Akshay and PGA Tour players. I
Yeah.
mean, I agree with you 100%. The Jon Rahm came out with a quote today, and he said, "Live golf, it would do wonders for us if we had four rounds in a tournament."
Yep.
I mean, he's saying
There,
that for a
yeah.
reason. I mean, they're playing 3 rounds shotgun in Miami 2 weeks before the Masters. It's they got music blaring, they got a bunch of. I mean, that is just.
It's crazy.
That is not how you want to tune up your game.
No.
And I mean, even people no, that's a terrible example. I was going to say, to an extent, Tiger, like, as much as I don't want to count him out, there's the aspect that he's old and fragile and you don't know how he's going to hold up. But I still think, like, even with Tiger, when you're not playing that much and just jumping into the Masters, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, that's a
But
good point. I was listening to something about from Dan Rappaport from 4Play that he was talking about. And when Tiger won the Masters in 2019, he had played a ton of rounds leading up to that. The Valspar, the match play. He had been getting tournament golf reps, and he hasn't done that. Look, yes, nobody wants to be that guy who doesn't say Tiger's not going to win, but like he's played once this year, it was at Riviera, and he had to withdraw. Like a lot of people, because of a stomach bug, okay? A lot of people thought he was going to play at the Players, thinking that that might be a really good tune-up, but he ended up not playing. Like we haven't seen him since, was that first week of February? Yeah, you can't pick
Granted,
Tiger.
I did hear he shot 31 today, or
Let's
around there.
go. Okay, I'm back on it, baby. Let's go.
yeah, but I agree. I mean, I'm also just gonna root for a PGA Tour event, and I was thinking about this. We're gonna get back to the Masters soon. The one caveat of this whole divide is that it is gonna make majors that much more anticipated because we're finally going to see these guys playing together. But other than that, I still think golf's in a terrible place.
Yep.
But this is a breath of fresh air to get going with the Masters. So,
It's a return to normalcy, I would say, the Masters. And to your point, every major moving forward, I like how you said it's going to bring everybody together. It's a sense of the old ways that things way used the things used to be. Going back to Rom real quick, I heard Nick Faldo on a podcast say that those LIV guys are playing resort style golf courses to
Yeah.
get ready for the Masters. And look, he's not necessarily wrong. You're not playing your Rivieras, you're not playing your TPC Sawgrasses of the world getting ready for these leading up to the events. But here's the thing, this isn't lost on me. We were saying this last year, and LIV guys had a phenomenal showing at the
Yep.
Masters. I
Yep.
mean,
I
Phil,
do.
Kepka, Cam Smith, like all those guys were right
Yep.
there.
Yep. And I do think there is an aspect of like bulletin board material. They're like, well,
Yep.
we're fucking good golfers. We're gonna figure it out. It's not, doubt me, see what happens. And it's yeah, we could be surprised. I'm not sure. Joaquin Niemann, I mean, I feel like he wins every other LIV tournament. And he's
Yeah.
in the field, so yeah,
That's
should be
true.
interesting. Let's well, how about this? I won't ask for a pick yet. What's
Okay.
something you want to see? Very broad question. What's something you want to see this week?
How's the weather looking like at Augusta this week? I think that kind of
That's
comes
a
because.
great call, because last year sucked.
Yes, last year it was really a luck of the draw. Those guys who finished Thursday were able to get a normal round in. Friday was a half a day. Thursday was a wash, or like no, I think Friday was just a crap weather day. Saturday they played like five holes and stopped. So Sunday was an absolute marathon.
Shit. It looks okay, not great. Thursday is 70% rain. High of 62, low of 78, but the rest should be pretty perfect. So
Okay.
hopefully we dodge some storms. But yeah, it's always kind of a buzzkill when you've got
So that might be
those
a luck of the
rounds.
draw. Have they released the tee times yet at the time of this recording?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe. Hold on. Hold on. I don't know. I'm gonna keep looking for it. Anyway, yeah, I know. I don't think they've released the pairings yet. They released the TV schedule, but not the pairings. So, yeah, it's what do I want to see? It depends on this weather. I hope Thursday shakes out to be a little bit better than expected. But, man, I want to see just an electric Sunday. That's what it really comes down to. When it comes to the Masters, I want to see the best in the world going toe to toe. I would say that there are two times in the world of golf where I don't want to see the best in the world go toe to toe: the Masters and the Ryder Cup. If it's any other major, some Joe Schmo, Michael Campbell could win, and I don't really care that much. Like, that's cool because you just had a heck of a week, life-changing week for you. Change your life. Cool. But the Masters, I want to see the cream of the crop rise and them go toe to toe at it, because I'm thinking, when Tiger won in 2019, I mean, that leaderboard was stacked. Francesco Molinari was at the top of his game. Brooks Koepka, Tony Finau, Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay, Dustin Johnson, like those are some dogs that are there. And Tiger ended up beating all of them. Like, that is what makes that so good, is that he's not beating us off the side of the street. He's
Yeah.
beating the best in the world. So that's what I want to
Yep.
see. I want to see the best of the best go toe to toe with each other. What's something that you would like to see?
This is really random, but it kind of came to me. I feel like on Sunday, we always see a hole in one. Not always, but a lot of the time we'll see a hole in one on 16. How cool would it be if someone in contention makes an ace on 12?
Oh,
That back right
I
pin.
love it.
Can you imagine? Because I feel like the most, if you're smart, if you're anywhere near the lead, you're probably playing it safe. But they will go for that pin. And I just feel like if someone aced that hole, would be ab electric. But I feel like you don't see that too often on that hole. So
Yeah.
I think that's something that would be cool. I think another thing I always want to see at Augusta is just let Jordan just get to work, make something super interesting, be around the leaderboard. I mean, there's nothing more fun than watching Spieth at at the Masters.
I mean, bro, did you see him at the Valero this week? He was absolutely, he was all over. He hit the roof of the building at one point. He was absolutely all over the place. Watching him play golf gives me a heart attack now. I'm convinced it is such a roller coaster and a glass case of emotions watching Jordan Spieth play golf. It's stressful now. And like poor Michael Greller. Poor Greller, the kind of crap that he's having to deal with right now
That
is
was awesome.
insane. So yes, I would love your I mean, I think I pointed out before, Jordan Spieth has only one green jacket. Only one. 2016, I think, will haunt him maybe forever. That he had that 5-shot lead with the back nine, 116 to play. And then we all know what happened on 12. I'm not going to relive it. But that just seems wrong that he says that. What feels more wrong? The fact that he only has won the Masters once or that Rory has not won it at all?
I think they're equally comparable.
Yeah.
Honestly, maybe even a little more to Spieth, because I
They're
don't know.
right there a lot, man.
Yeah.
He's been
Rory
right
had
there a
too.
lot.
As much as Rory has shit the bed, he has had some close finishes. Man. But I think Spieth is a little more deserving because Rory will show up all the time and just kind of have like the most boring, uncompetitive backdoor top 10.
Yeah.
And he never really had a shot, but that's a good transition. Are you gonna be there for the Rory celebration this week?
I'll tell you what, I do like how he finished third this
I
week
do
at the
too.
Valero. I see that smile, Steve-O. Look at you. You are like giddy with this. Yes, I like it because he wasn't even close to winning. Which, by the way, Danny McCarthy, what was that on the
That's
back nine?
insane.
That was insane. He birdied
How
eight
did
out of the last nine.
yeah
He finished
shot
with seven birdies in a row, made it
I
the
thought it was
playoff, and then
eight
I
was it
think it was
eight or seven
seven. He
okay
finished, he shot like 27 on the back nine or
insane
28, something like that. Just disgusting. And then just dumps it in the water in the playoff. Like, oh, I felt so bad for him. But congrats to Akshay for making the Masters and winning. Gosh, I feel like he's been around for a long time and he's only 22.
insane.
Golly. He finally figured out that putter, man. But yes, so I'm glad that we got that out the way. I like how he finished third because he was able to like work on the things and like still play well, but he's able to work on the things that you need to work on in order to hone in at Augusta. It just comes down to the putting, man. Those greens at Augusta are absolutely no joke. It seems like he's
And
striking the ball well.
I think last year it was like I want to say started off really hot to start the year, and he was seriously on the radar, and then he had like a 2 week before the Masters putter change, and everyone was like, "What the fuck is going on?" But it's a Scotty switching to a Scotty. It must be cool. And
Yeah.
he missed the cut, right? So it's what I do like about it is like he was kind of playing shitty, and now he's improving. He
Yep.
had that. Sounds like he had a lesson with Butch Harmon, which is pretty interesting. Maybe just
Very.
kind of getting back to the basics. And I like that he's improving going into the Masters. He's not like peaking. So it's going to be hard to sit down and say, yes, he's going to win the Masters, but I really want to. Really want to.
I don't know if he'd be my pick, but I will be there for the Rory celebration.
Okay.
If that answers your question, like I'm a Rory guy, always been a Rory guy. I
Yep.
think that he has been really done a disservice this last year, but he's always, I think, had great good intentions and maybe not have come across the right way. But I'm a Rory guy, and
Yep.
he's due for a major, man. It has been 10 years. It has been a
It's starting to hurt.
decade since his last major win. And what year was that he blew it? 2011? Was that the big one? Or
Sounds about
2012?
right. Yep.
It was 2011. Man, he's been right there so many times. backdoor second places and the whole nine yards. But I mean, look, I feel like we need to transition to the betting favorite, Mr. Scheffler. I mean, how is anybody going to be Scotty right now? It feels like, besides
All
Steven Yeager, who won the Houston Open. Shout out to you, Steven Yeager.
right.
And that's because Scotty
Fantastic.
had two doubles, missed a two-footer, dumped it in the water on a hole he shouldn't have, and then missed a little seven-footer on 18. But I'm glad he didn't win because I still like his chances for the Masters.
Thing about Scotty, so I think you got to be crazy not to pick him. But I tell you what, that putter makes me nervous. That putter
Really?
makes me nervous.
He figured it
Everyone,
out? You
I
don't
don't
think
know if he
so?
figured it out.
Oh, no.
I mean, tournament on the line, 7 footer, doesn't even sniff the hole.
It was the Houston Open. Who cares? That's our home tournament. I don't care.
I just think that was, I think that was something that's, I mean, that could have been like a, that could have been a serious, like totally put away any putter woes. Like that would have put it to bed. And I
Yeah.
think he missed a few short ones all day.
Right.
But granted, I think it's better than it was for sure. We're not talking about it as much, but man, the thing again, like on Saturday of the players, when they thought he was probably going to withdraw, maybe it was Friday, I saw the dude. I think he hit an 8 iron from like 160. And he was just trying to, like, I mean, that's like how far I hit my 8 iron, maybe. But I think he was just trying not to be injured. And he was just literally trying to get from point A to B and make a par. And he won the tournament, like the biggest tournament on tour. And the guy that can win like that is scary, and I will be hard to beat. So crazy not to pick him, but the putter makes me a little nervous.
I don't
Always does.
disagree. We were talking about the putting woes with Rory. It's a very real thing for Scheffler. Heck, if you remember when he won, he had such a massive lead, he still missed like a little dinker to put it away even that much more. So
Was that a
thankfully,
four putt on 18? I think it
potentially,
was.
I think it
And what's
was
even
too.
crazier, now that I think about it, the last two Masters champions have had four putts.
Yeah. That's how Rahm
Jon
started off the
Rahm,
tournament,
hole
right?
one. Hole one. Yeah,
Man,
that's how he started the tournament.
how do you think Rahm's gonna do? You know, coming off switching over to LIV, not playing 72 holes, calling for it. It feels like, yes, he grabbed the money and ran. He probably likes wearing shorts, but there's a part of me that thinks he does. There's part of me that thinks he might not be ready for the Masters. And especially as a defending champion, there's a lot more crap you got to do leading up to the tournament.
Yeah, man. I mean, they're playing tournaments, but this is just different. And granted, if anyone can just bounce back, he's just as good as Scotty. I
Yeah,
mean,
he is.
it was them too. It's always it has been them too for a while, and I wouldn't be surprised, but I think he could very easily take some get out come out of the gate slow, maybe even have a bad week because it's a weird transition. So
Yes.
yeah, it's I agree with you. I mean, I think the PGA Tour guys are so much better off just getting the reps, 4 days, tough courses, pants. All that stuff. So I
So let me show you according to ESPN.com, the top betting favorites right now: Scheffler, Rory, Rahm, Koepka, and Schauffele are top five betting favorites. And then after that, it goes Hideki, Spieth, Niemann, Åberg, and Hovland are your top 10. And then Wyndham Clark is sitting there at 11, also at plus 2800. So those are your top guys, top 11 guys. A couple of them I'm kind of surprised to see. Frankly, I'm surprised to see Spieth at the moment in that top 10. I'm also surprised to see Åberg because, you know, me, T-Bone, I'm not a Masters rookie guy. I just think you need that experience. You know, no rookie has won the Masters since I think it was Raymond Floyd in 1979.
Fuzzy
So
Zeller.
Fuzzy Zeller, correct. I'm sorry. Floyd did win the Masters, but Fuzzy Zeller was the rookie who won. It was either 76 or 79. So I mean, not to say he can't have a good showing. I mean, Spieth was a rookie in 2014 and finished second, so it's definitely possible. I just in terms of winning. So I mean, Koepka and Rahm, I just don't know. Schauffele, look, I think he's a good top 10 favorite. After that showing at the Players, though, they're just not necessarily sold on him winning.
This is
Åberg
what I
is,
like. This is what I
yeah.
like about Xander. I feel like he did not play well on Sunday and he lost by one shot. I think
Good point.
he can win. He can win a major. He
Yeah, and he has played well at Augusta. He's
doesn't really
played.
blow leads. He just doesn't get it done. So
It's
I
like
don't think
bleeds.
it's,
It's a slow bleed, you know?
I like him. I do like him this week. I think all those guys, it's crazy to, I'm very curious to see Wyndham because I mean he's arguably the second best player in the world right now and he's a Masters rookie.
Yep.
So
True.
I just don't think you can pick a rookie, but I mean he's insane. So I'm very curious to see what Wyndham does this week.
Absolutely. I'm also, you know whose name I'm seeing a lot of right now is Will Zalatoris, because I think he missed out on last year's Masters. He played a practice round with Tiger as well. So people are like, oh, here we go, Will Zalatoris. He's been right there in the majors in the past, PGA Championship to name one of them. So, and now he missed all last year. Maybe he's ready to make that big
What
next
year
step.
was he like in the final group on like Saturday? I
I think it was just 2 years ago.
think so.
It's
It's
been a
kind of when
long
he
2 years,
burst on
it
the
feels
scene.
like.
No, I like Will.
T-Bone, who would be one? We got 5 minutes left. Who would be a long shot for you to win a
You know,
major, to win this week? And then we'll do our official picks.
a long shot. I love this guy at the Masters. Love this guy at the Masters. Has almost won
Ready?
it. He's a veteran. No. He's never won the Masters, but always plays well. Occasionally has missed a cut. Justin Rose. I love him at the Masters.
Yeah.
He always plays well. He's
Dude, you
kind
know the
of like
one time I took him? He always plays well. In the 1 year he did it and he missed the cut, I took him in my pool. That was stupid. Ugh.
think I did as well, but he lost either in a playoff or by one shot a few years ago.
Sergio in
Was
2017.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sergio. Yep.
Damn. That
He's got
sucks.
he's got a great game, and he I think he like has maybe a handful of years left to legitimately have a chance. So I would love to see him play well. And honestly, it'd be hilarious if he won the Masters out of
I love it.
nowhere. That'd be awesome.
I
That's
think
my
he'd be a
dark
great
horse pick.
Masters. I like it. I think he'd be a great Masters champion.
Yeah. He was
Yeah.
also, we didn't have a chance to touch on this. I loved him in Full Swing this year. I thought that was like my favorite episode. When he was waiting for the call, spoiler alert, the Ryder Cup, and he's like, just playing a little soccer in the garden.
Yeah, I didn't realize that
So
was his first time he had been picked into the tournament. Every time he had qualified for the Ryder Cup, he had qualified. So this was his first pick. And you know what? He did fantastic. He kicked the he's just ugh, he's so good. I'm not here to talk Ryder Cup, but I do like him as an outside pick for the Masters. If I had to go a long shot here for the Masters, man, I might go. I don't know how far, like how much of a long shot we want to go, but how about Jason Day? Yeah, I think he's at plus 6,600 right now. I would love to pick Max Homa. He's at plus 6,000. I just don't think he's playing too good, to be honest.
No,
I mean,
I
he
don't
was a
see
top 10
much.
player in the world last year. I think he's still up there, but he hasn't been playing like it, unfortunately. So,
He
but I
doesn't play
think,
great in majors, I feel like.
yeah, well, it's just you got to learn how to do it, right? But I think. I think J Day would be an interesting pick
I love that. I
for a
love
long
that.
shot. And then like a real long shot, T-Bone. Give me, how about, I don't know.
What
Gar
about
give me JT Poston.
a little Damn, that is a long shot.
She's plus 30,000 right now.
Well, what about a little guy played great last week? Sergio Garcia.
Did he play good? I didn't see it.
He lost to Dean Burmeister in the
Okay.
Live Golf Miami event in a playoff. Yeah, it's I feel like it's been a while since we've had a long shot, probably since, I hate to bring it up, Danny Willett. But for the most part, it brings out the best. So with a minute and a half, Scotty T, who is your Masters pick?
My Masters pick for this year, I'm going to go Mr. Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler. I don't ever pick the favorite, but man, he's just on a different planet right now. And I think he's going to hit it so good that putter won't even play a factor. How about you?
Hard not to pick him. And I'm gonna do it. Mr. Roy McIlroy is getting it done.
Yes.
This
Huzzah!
is the year. This is the year. The drought's over. The majors, the masters, it's over. He's getting it done. You heard it here first.
I love it. Let's go. We're being actually cliche this year, everybody, listenerships. We are picking the best 1-2 majors. Also, watch out for my boy Matt Fitzpatrick once again to make some noise. Everybody, thank you for listening in. This is the best week of the year. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Leave a comment, 5-star rating. Let us know who you think is going to win the Masters. T-Bone, any last parting thoughts?
Can't wait for the next day. Can't wait for Tuesday. Then I can't wait for Wednesday. Then I can't wait for Thursday, and so on and so forth. I fucking love Masters Week. Let's go.
It's the best. Everybody, we appreciate you. Enjoy the best week of the year. I'm Scotty T for T-Bone, and remember,
Little white balls of ice.